Hi, my name is Lars Iver and I'm a program manager on the Hyper-V team. Today I want to show you how to create a Hyper-V virtual machine running Windows containers. What you see here is an administrative PowerShell that I launched on my laptop, and I will run a command to download the install container host script from the internet actually. So using this command, I can create a new Hyper-V virtual machine, which is then set up to run Windows containers inside of it. The only two things that I need to specify are the VM name. I will name this Windows Server 2016 TP3 with containers. And I need to specify a password, which I will use to log into the container host afterwards. Kicking this off, I'm reminded that I have to review the license terms, the EULA, for this virtual hard disk that will be created on my machine. Just briefly looking at that, and I recommend that you save this file to your disk along with the other container files that you have to keep it for your reference. Assuming that everything is okay in there, I'll just go ahead and verify that I want to create a new container host. It's now running a couple of operations, and this will take some time on your system since it's downloading the images from the internet and running a couple of operations on this. So we'll just fast forward for a little bit and pick up when the container host is ready. Just something to notice at this point, it is waiting for the server to boot actually, and the script will continue after the VM has been booted, so the script is not yet finished. It will tell you actually when the environment is completely set up, so just hang in there. So now we're done, the script is completed, and as you can see, it automatically generated the Windows Server 2016 TP3 with containers VM, which I'm opening right now. And we can log in with the password that we specified earlier. And this is our Windows Server Core, where we can use containers. So one thing that I would recommend, actually at this point in time, taking a snapshot, a checkpoint of the VM, so we have a defined point in time where we can go back if we somehow manage to mess our configuration up. This is it for setting up your container host. Thanks for watching.